Yeah.
Crazy people, crackheads, woo, midgets,
thank God,
drunks, yeah, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourselves, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B Show.
Yeah, so it's time for the crazy what the hells. Don't forget, if you just tuned in to the Johnny B Show, coming up, we have a Let Me Sell That flashback from 1 year ago this week that is quite possibly my favorite ever. And the return of short stories.
Yes!
Stories about short people coming up later in the show. And, of course, Google Girl. And we're going to turn this bitch over to Huckleberry and the crew before Google Girl. So lots to come. Thank you so much for tuning in and staying with us. Now let's give you these stories. Drug counselors in a lot of trouble at an addiction facility. What do you think happened that killed two Pennsylvania drug counselors on a Hummel?
I'm going to say they ingested some things they shouldn't have.
A lot of death on today's show.
Yeah.
Yes, you got that correct. Ryan Adams, what do you think they ingested?
They had a really bad trip while having sex in like the broom closet of the facility.
So sex makes people high.
I didn't say that.
They tripped over themselves while having sex.
Exactly. You've never done that?
Oh, all the time. Yeah. Roland.
Well, you know, I imagine they OD'd. It's a drug facility on drugs.
They're the counselors.
Nailed it.
Deuce.
Yep. Two counselors at an addiction facility in southeastern Pennsylvania, piece of crap state, died after overdosing on opioids. Yeah. Good old-fashioned painkillers. According to the Chester County District Attorney, if anybody is wondering how bad the opioid epidemic has become, this case is a frightening example. The staff members in charge of supervising recovering addicts succumbed to their own addiction and died of the overdoses. Opioids are a monster that is slowly consuming our population. It's true. I know two people that have died from oxycodone overdoses.
What do you tell the people who had these guys as their counselors?
You basically have to just say, "You look, guys.
These people were giving you advice.
You got no shot.
Oops.
Helping you out, giving you guidance.
Yeah.
They dead AF."
It's like you went to Jenny Craig and the lady walks in eating a you know, like a foot-long hot dog covered in cheese, like, all right.
Gets type 2 diabetes on the job.
Let me talk. Yeah, she's shooting insulin up while she's talking to
right.
you. Yeah.
Or drinking a Fruit Loops milkshake.
Look, man, you're never going to let it go, are you? Never going to let it go.
I blame Anna. She's been on you from the beginning.
I'm sorry.
Let it go.
I had a weak moment. I'm paying for it. I'm going to have the worst, most lava-like bowel movements tomorrow.
You're going to lose so much weight.
Oh, God.
You're going to be like so skinny.
God, I'm just so pretty.
I'm so skinny.
All right. Let's call it a Fruit Loop cleanse.
Detox.
Oh, yeah.
Detox.
Talk to me, King. First responders were called out Monday to the Freedom Ridge Recovery Lodge in West Brandywine Township, a private group home and halfway house for struggling drug addicts, according to district's office. I guess the counselors, they got them at a discount because they were recovered. Like, I don't know. It's a bad story. Pennsylvania's a bad state, though.
Mm-hmm.
I've known people from Pennsylvania, and not a lot of good ones. There's some good ones that come out of there, but not all of them. Trust me.
Sandusky.
See?
There you go.
See?
Any sports fan at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eagles fans, biggest jerk-offs in the world.
Yep.
There, I said it. If you're listening to me, what are you going to do about it, huh? You going to play the Bucks? Get that ass whoop, huh? Huh? You going to fight me and all the stick carriers in Tampa? I don't think you can. Here's another feel-good story right here. Rotten meat truck spills over in Montreal while people all over the place respond to the rotten meat in the road by doing what? Ryan Adams.
Taking out their phones and Facebook Living it.
Incorrect. On a Hummel.
I'm going to say that they started collecting it.
No. Rolling Mazel.
They tried to sous vide it right there on the spot.
That is not a bad idea, but this is rotten meat, Roland Mizell, which anybody who enjoys the beautiful, beautiful French cooking technique of sous videing like I do would never, ever place a vacuum-sealed rotten meat package into their controlled water bath. No, that is not the answer. They all started doing what anybody would do in a situation. Vomiting. Profusely.
Yeah.
Why don't you get out of the way? Get out of the area.
Excuse me, Ludacris. they probably tried to move, bitch, and get out of the way, but there's dead, rotten meat all over the place. Mm. Yes.
It follows you.
Smell.
Yeah, it follows you.
Yeah, the Post explained that apparently, for the third time in 6 weeks, a truck carrying animal carcasses has spilled its contents all over a main street, causing a terrible smell plus an environmental issue. You can't just be breathing up dead carcass air.
Yeah, and it probably didn't help when you start seeing other people throw up.
That makes me go, too.
Have you ever thrown up just watching somebody else throw up?
Yes.
I threw up a couple weekends ago, and I was trying to clean it, and because then I started throwing up even more. Yeah, because I'm a piece of
You're a real
ass.
Piece of crap, yeah.
Absolutely. I threw up in my hands.
Yum. Oh, yeah.
like a toddler. It was
I
so
got
gross.
Vomit in my hands, and the other one is...
I had like three drinks. It was embarrassing.
You're a real... person.
I never felt more 30 in my life.
I was driving in my old Honda Element, right? The real vagina grabber of a Honda Element. And I had my best friend Whitmore in the car with me. And he was drunk. I was not. But we had both been out before we went out eating very, very hot chicken wings and another stuff. This is probably about 6-7 years ago. Whitmore says, pull the car over. I need to puke. But it was, he didn't give me enough warning. Because as he said it, he began to puke all over the inside of my car, which made me, in turn, almost vomit all over him as I'm screaming at him, really, bro?
That does not sound like vomiting, but it sounds like you're doing something else with more.
I was trying to distract him so he would stop vomiting all over my car. Oh, my God. Are you sick? Not no more.
Oh, boy.
Now you're going to vomit in a different way. dump that.
What?
Nothing?
I'll explain it during the break.
Yeah, do that for Rolling Wood. Yeah. He's been awesome. Married way too long.
Yeah.
Finally, a Vietnamese wedding goes way, way wrong. Now, when Vietnamese people get together, they like to do a certain activity. And
do they?
It's an activity that I enjoy thoroughly myself.
What do they do?
What do you think? I already know. I have the story. You take a guessy-poo at what a large group of Vietnamese people like to do when they're having a gathering, such as a wedding.
Eat house pets. Yeah? Do they eat house pets? Is that what they do?
Okay. I was a little confused because I thought he's
They don't keep them as pets to begin with, so.
And then house pets.
They probably
keep them on a farm.
Why am I not dumping everything right now? Oh, Ryan.
Look, sometimes Anna's aura just goes around the room. Yeah, we're all guilty
like body
of
body odor.
Well, listen, filthy racist.
That is
not the angle at all. Not the angle at all. And I apologize to all of my Vietnamese brethren out there. Yes, Anna, as scared as I am, please venture a guess.
She has to top that, by the way.
No, she don't. No, she don't, actually.
I'm going to guess a hippie Indian.
Oh, come on! God damn you.
I thought we were rid of her. Tammy made an appearance.
My left eye is twitching, and it's all your fault. It's all your fault. No. Nice. No.
North or South Vietnamese? I'm just curious.
Where,
why?
Where is that country?
I don't
Vietnamese.
Know. Vietnamese. Did I say it wrong?
How many times do I have to hit the button, Ryan, for the last 6 minutes to be gone?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe 15, 20 seconds?
Nguyen Nhac Diep, 44 years old.
What did you call me?
Was singing karaoke. Karaoke was the activity I was looking for. Final answer, karaoke is the right answer.
Oh, okay.
You guys way off because you're all giant walking feces. He's singing to his newly married couple in the Tianjin province when another man mocked his voice and took the microphone from him. Made fun of him and his singing. Apparently...
Yes,
I don't know if that's how it sounded. Oh, God. It's been fun working here, dude. Like, we had an unbelievable run.
We did.
Like, I've been
still
here.
Still going. What are you talking
I've
about?
I've been here 4 years. That's crazy. And nobody would ever know. Nguyen Nhac Diep.
but we're racist.
I'm reading his name.
No, that's the exact.
It's on the monitor.
Why are you yelling it?
How are you going to pronounce N-G-U-Y-E-N-N-G-O-C-D-I-E-P?
All the G's are silent.
Yeah. Yep. Silent G's. Did I say niggin?
Whoa. Niggin. All right.
Even I'm nervous. Oh my god. All the cortisol in my body.
She's shaking her head no so hard I can feel wind coming from her. So Nyanyak Deep got super pissed off following an argument between the pair. Win left the venue to go home and get a knife. Upon his return, Win stabbed the guest who had teased him, according to the Vietnamese Express News portal. A third guest who attempted to separate the pair, 35-year-old.
Oh, man.
Give it a shot, Johnny.
Okay, I'm right.
Stretch it out.
35-year-old.
This one's easy.
Lee Hong An was also stabbed several times by Win and later died from his injuries. Win has since been arrested, and the man who mocked him on the karaoke remains in the hospital. He's singing a different tune now, am I right?
Yeah. You've done your share of karaoke, Johnny B.
Yeah.
With, I think Anna, you've partaken in
some Johnny B. Karaoke. She's my backup dancer.
Yeah? I dance only.
We are due to do some more soon.
I'm down
too. Karaoke is a huge... Usually, I can't read hugely now. I can just spit out Win Yak the app. Karaoke is hugely popular at weddings in Vietnam, with the alcohol-fueled ceremony sometimes lasting 2 or 3 days. Days? Yeah, I like to go out to like a nice scoreboard lounge or maybe the triple decker, and sing some karaoke.
A few hours, have some beers.
A couple hours.
Yeah.
Have some frosties and frosty beers and, yeah. Some healthy snack foods.
Yep.
Not healthy snack foods.
Fruit Loop milkshakes.
No, I'm not going to drink a Fruit Loop milkshake, but if I'm at the scoreboard in Sefner, I will give them a plug. I swear I go from a Cuban sandwich, man. If I'm not going to a classic sandwich shop like a Bacardo's or something like that, if I'm going to sing karaoke, Cuban sandwich at scoreboard in Sefner, and then an Uber home. Always an Uber home, guys. Always Uber home.